This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Into the third hour of the program. As always, you can join us on the radio waves. Our number here is 855-450, free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Potential crackdown on freedom of speech coming to the EU. Chris is going to be telling us about that as we continue here. We got Ricky still on the line with us here. Ricky, you have called in from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Yes. And apparently last night you had called out or you'd ask a question of Stefan, who's one of our regular callers from Ohio. He's a libertarian, a young libertarian male. He has described himself as autistic, but I got to say he's very good on the radio. Like, he's good at talking. There's different levels, I guess, of autism. And as I understand it, the more severe levels you don't really... I guess, can't really, like, what, communicate at all.
That there are some people that can't verbally communicate.
Right. So, I mean, he's always been a very good communicator, and I think it would be interesting to see him run for governor, especially at such a young age. But, Ricky, you'd called to ask him a question about, I guess, you said, what was it, the gun rights?
If I may, Brother Ian.
Yeah.
The question last week, and that was last week, and I was not able to make that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was last night.
Hold on.
He wanted to say something to Heather and Chris allegedly last night, but he didn't say it when he called in.
Okay.
He started talking horribly about Stefan, and then I dropped his call.
Gotcha.
That being said, if I may, as a result, I already made my declaration of my grievance. That being said, Brother Ian, as opposed to tonight, I challenge Stefan to the duel, the same as Brother Ralph, same rules as last week. You pick the timing, as last time with Ralph, you pick the timing of it next week. In turn, the same as before, and Daryl...
How about right now?
Yeah, why not right now? What is this duel? What are the rules that you're looking for here?
Okay, the rules the same as before with Ralph. The topic has already been stated. In turn, you remember the rules, Brother Daryl.
No, but our listeners don't know.
Not really.
And number one, I don't remember them, and I was here.
Okay,
and number two, our listeners don't know because they probably weren't.
I will tell you, okay? In fact, Stefan, he can go first. And we will do it the same as a regulation debate, muting one or the other in turn. You pick the timing. Say, for example, 30 seconds.
All right, 30 seconds.
What are you debating?
He already said gun control and the Southern Cross.
So you want me to state my opinions on gun control and the Southern Cross?
Yeah, I guess.
If you refuse the duel, you have no honor.
What duel? Okay, fine.
As in the duel.
Ten paces, turn and fire.
Burr.
Okay, so we're doing a duel. Okay. 10 paces. Okay. I personally am.
Wow. He's got a gun.
I so does Ricky. No, I'm 100%.
Yes. Well, good luck. I have a Uberti 1873.
Okay. Can I please
single
go ahead here?
All right, Ricky. You said you wanted to give him 30 seconds to tell us about gun control. So go ahead.
I've got a clock pulled up.
30 seconds. 1 minute 30. Say okay.
No. That's way too long to let you go on and on. Go ahead, Stephen.
Okay. I have an opinion that there should be absolutely zero restrictions on guns. However, I'm against, you know, the redneck Southern culture of, oh my gosh, I need a gun to fight the revolution. And on the Southern Cross, I think if you're flying the flag of any sort of nation and, you know, jerking off to it, that you've got a major problem. Okay, there you go. 30 seconds.
You've got five more seconds.
All right, Ricky, he just turned in lower than 30, so can you keep it lower than 30?
Beat the clock challenge.
Ricky?
Go.
Go.
First round of three.
Nah.
Everyone. Everyone deserves to protect themselves. I am for all rights to carry firearms. No background checks. No carry permits. No regulations for all my brothers and sisters across the United States of America, including New Hampshire, Ohio, and the people of the South who cherish the Southern Cross.
Wow, he actually did it.
Yeah.
In, 30 seconds. Chris, do you want to pick the winner here of
Wait a minute,
debate?
That's three rounds.
I didn't say you'd have three rounds.
Oh, boy.
But maybe he's got one of those 30-round bump clip magazine shoulder bump things.
I think only Stefan won.
Stefan wins. Thanks, Stefan Ricky.
Won, yeah.
All right.
He just kept it nice and short and brief and got to the point.
We're keeping Stefan on. Or actually, I tried to keep Stefan on. He, I thought I just hung up on Ricky there. I can't say I'm an expert at running the multi-call things here. So we got Stefan back.
Skype makes that difficult.
Yeah, we got Stefan back here. Stefan, you want to take your victory lap? Go ahead.
Okay. I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray. No, I'm actually just going to make one comment on the process of running for governor. I was speaking about that last night before you had jumped in, Ian.
Yeah, Daryl said that the party in Ohio had tried to, like, shun you or stop you from running for governor. What happened there?
One of the individuals I had called, she's a political director for the party, had tried to discourage me from running several times over, and I got emails for weeks saying, oh no, you should consider some other position, you should run for representative, you should run for state senate, you know, you need to make sure that you can get us 3% of the vote so that we can get on the ballot again. And she thinks this Taft guy, who I know almost nothing about, is going to be able to get at least 3% of the vote.
Well, his last name's Taft, and people might vote for him because they think he's related to another Taft. And
it's a reasonable
mistakenly
opinion.
We get 3% of the vote.
Voters are that way.
Yeah.
I mean,
going what's close to home, yeah, but another reason I had contacted them afterwards is, okay, I need a running mate to be able to file this form, because this form is absolute garbage. You have to have a running mate. You have to have another form stapled to it with 500 signatures.
So you guys have like a vice governor there or something?
Lieutenant governor.
Yes.
Vice governor.
Have to have the lieutenant before you can even file. They will not accept anything. That does not have a lieutenant governor. And if you mess up the form, that counts as election falsification.
Now, hold on.
A felony.
You would file with the state, so there's like a primary that they would have for you, or do you file with the party?
You file with the to declare your candidacy, you have to send the form to the Secretary of State.
But if there's another Libertarian who also declares candidacy, does that mean the state's going to run a primary for the Libertarians in Ohio?
Depending on whether or not the state party is recognized. At the moment, ever since in 2014, when the Ohio State Congress decided to derecognize our party with a bill, we do not have ballot access. And if we
The party has to collect signatures, and then candidates also have to collect signatures.
So yes, minor party candidates to even be recognized as a candidate get 500.
Does that mean that you could run, in theory, against another Libertarian, and both Libertarians, if they got enough signatures, would also be on the ballot?
No.
The party still has to select us. It's just that at the moment, it's unclear as to whether or not we are going to have a primary or if we're going to run a convention, because we can only have a primary if we're recognized. And
right.
Here's the thing.
You're not going to be.
At the moment, you can't even register as a Libertarian in Ohio, because the only way you can register to a party is to ask for that party's ballot during a primary.
Which you can't have.
Right.
Yeah.
So The way the file, and I'll try to explain a little bit using how New Hampshire does, but their deadlines are different.
Mm.
So here, where the political parties file, you know, if the Libertarians were doing that party petition, which we don't have to next year because
we're ballot qualified
do have
now.
Ballot qualified.
For the first time in 20 years.
But if they were doing that, you know, very difficult thing, if the petitions for that were due at the same time or before candidate filing, then they would say, you're qualified, so now you have a primary.
Uh-huh.
But because those petitions are due several weeks before the primary, no, you don't get a primary because, you know, the filings don't line up.
Mm.
Ohio, you've got to file the papers about the same time the Republicans and Democrats file their papers, and then they determine whether you get a primary or you nominate by convention.
So you could file your papers, but you would be an independent, basically, on the ballot.
No, then it would go to a convention for the state party.
I see.
So he has to file something with the state saying, I want to get the Libertarian nomination, and then the state decides whether it's convention or primary.
That is convoluted. There's more coming up here. Thanks, Stefan, for the call tonight. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Fireplaces and wood stoves are wonderful to have and provide low-cost heating, but they've got their drawbacks too. One of them is the increased likelihood that your home will burn. My primary advice is to you is to never let fire into your home and to make sure that you have an extinguisher on every floor and the garage and that everyone knows how to use it. But if you love your wood stove, don't want to give it up. Make sure that you keep things away from it and have a professional clean it every year. The pro will make sure the chimney is properly functioning also. Make sure to dispose of your ashes outside too. I got my Blink Home Security System delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are 2 Bitcoins. The one that is run by the big bank Betsy's, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Of course, you can join us on the radio. radio waves here. Take control of those airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. As the price of Bitcoin is tumbling down to as low as $7,500 now.
Oh, that's not so bad.
No, it's not so bad. But it was as high as 8,000 almost today. Anyway, you can go to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. There's a lot of cool stuff on our website. And unlike a lot of those talk shows out there, Free Talk Live's site is completely free. So head on over to freetalklive.com. Get interactive. You can download archives of the show that go back for more than a decade, all completely free. Every feature you'll find on the site, it's all free. So head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy. With you in the studio, you've got Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
So whatever you want to talk about goes here on Free Talk Live. But Chris, you had a story that you wanted to share with us tonight coming out of the EU.
Yeah.
Regarding censorship.
Sort of. So it's a censorship filter, I would say. Basically, there is a EU consumer protection law that contains a very vague website blocking clause. Now, the EU already has, I shouldn't say the EU, but the different member states, if that's the right way to phrase it,
sure.
Have basically different laws in regards to certain censorship filters that have been implemented over the years. A lot of them were implemented in the late 90s, and most of them in Europe, I believe, have been implemented by law. There are also censorship filters in some other countries.
And wasn't France the country where Google lost the case to where there's now a you can delete yourself option, where if you don't like search results,
yeah,
you can actually go to Google and say, I don't like this search result, and then they have to pull it or something?
I don't remember. I don't remember the details.
There was the right to be forgotten.
That was an EU ruling, though, wasn't it? It wasn't a specific country.
I don't remember the specific. I know there was an EU thing, but I think it went to court because of something in Germany, maybe.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Yeah, I don't remember the details.
There's some crazy. What you're saying is this isn't the first crackdown on free speech online.
No, certainly not. Canada, what's interesting about Canada was they actually threatened to pass a similar law in the 90s. And
right, where there's, hate speech is criminalized in Canada, right?
Yeah, that too. But Canada is interesting because they're a little bit different. They've actually got a voluntary, and I put that in quotes there, implementation of basically a censorship filter where all the major ISPs have basically implemented it on threat of government.
And what are they censoring in Canada? Do you know what types of sites? Is it like torrent websites or?
That's a good question. I don't entirely know what they're censoring in Canada.
If you're in Canada and you're listening, you want to let us know. If you know more, you can call in. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. We've also got Skype. You can Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm.
I know in the 90s it started off with child porn, but it never ends there. Yeah. So if you look at some of the other countries that have implemented similar, based on the similar reasoning, they've gone and extended it to pornography in general in the UK.
Australia is one of the countries with a porn filter as well. They years ago started up a filter that ostensibly was to block child pornography,
yep.
But then they started to add other things to it.
Yeah, political sites.
I wouldn't be surprised to find that out.
Mm-hmm.
But also, they decided to just go ahead and block all small-breasted women porn as well, since the claim was...
Oh, right, that might be an underage woman.
Right.
So, because she doesn't have C-cup or larger.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's all sorts of stuff. And now they're going and implementing what they've also been doing in the UK and various other countries is adding so-called piracy websites to these
torrent
censorship.
Sites.
Yep, yeah. Torrent sites. Anything that, you know, any kind of linking site, that kind of thing.
Right. Even though the torrent sites don't actually have pirated content on them, they have torrents, which are sort of a set of instructions that could allow somebody, in theory, to download so-called pirated content to their computer, and that's enough for the government. Even though it's just a set of instructions, they've gone after those sites with quite gusto.
One of the things they're using now is they're calling it a communication of, I think what it's called exactly. It's a communication of infringement or something. It's weird. It's like you're not. It's not actually infringement, but it's a communication to the public of infringement.
Right. It's the equivalent of making bomb-making instructions illegal. The equivalent of making how to make drugs illegal. This is information that in the United States has historically been protected freedom of speech. You know, the old anarchist cookbook, which used to be passed around back in the day.
There's been some bad rulings in regards to some of that as well in the United States.
What was his name? Burnett, the reporter who got thrown in prison.
Barrett Brown.
Barrett Brown, that's what it was. Barrett Brown got thrown in prison for linking to something in a chat room.
Mm-hmm. The United States certainly has had some censorship too over the years. I don't know if people remember I think it was the late 1990s, a case with 2600 Magazine where they were publishing source code for basically cracking DVD encryption. And they were forced to remove that.
Wow.
And then they were like, okay, well, we can't hold it on our website, so we'll link to other people who have it. And so they did that, and then they were threatened, and they had to remove that. They were ordered to remove that, and then instead of doing links, they did the text of a link. So instead of being able to click it, you have to copy it
and paste it.
Yeah. And unfortunately, they lost that in the end, and they do not continue to appeal it.
There's another interesting related case that's going through the court system right now, which is Defense Distributed, the company that Cody Wilson runs in Austin, which I had the privilege of touring their facility when I was down there for the Texas Bitcoin Conference. And they're suing the federal government because the federal government, and I forget which bureaucracy it was, but basically they came in and said, oh, you guys have plans on how to 3D print a gun? Well, you're going to have to take those offline. Even though it's just speech, it's just a set of instructions as to how a 3D printer...
Probably the ATF.
It was some obscure sounding... It was like international agency something or other. We can look it up and find it. But basically their argument was that this isn't free speech because people who use this free speech, who follow the instructions, who print out a 3D printed gun, could do that anywhere in the world, and you are essentially exporting arms to the rest of the world. You're exporting guns to other countries, and so therefore we can restrict that freedom of speech.
Yeah, it's absolutely absurd. They did the same thing with encryption in the 90s. It was illegal to export encryption over a certain strength, basically, or grade. And, we have censorship. One of the things the United States doesn't have, though, interestingly at this point, there was an interesting ruling here recently, actually, on censorship in the United States and site blocking.
Pull it up was U.S. Department of State saying that they violated the International Traffic in Arms Regulations.
That's what it was. ITAR, International Traffic in Arms Regulations. All right, hold on. You've got more on censorship here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are also welcome. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And this is Free Talk Live.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest to use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion-dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Invite you to join us on the radio here. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE, where we really only have to censor you if you say a few different words. For the most part, you know, most ideas are open to being discussed here on Free Talk Live. But that's not true in every area of the world. We're talking about some disturbing censorship news out of the European Union. Chris is going to continue with that here in moments, but also I do want to invite you over to freetalklive.com and remind you about all the cool stuff that we've got there, including our forum, where listeners are getting interactive with each other and hosts of the show. In fact, all three of the hosts on the show tonight have forum accounts at forum.freetalklive.com. It's actually a sub-forum in the larger Shire Forum, which is focused on cryptocurrency and New Hampshire libertarian activism and also media like Free Talk Live. So head on over there to forum.freetalklive.com. You can get registered. It's free to register. And by the way, the Bitcoin Cash giveaway that we started doing, I guess it was a week ago. We had Roger Ver on the show with us 1 week ago on Friday night. And I think it was Friday night.
Yeah. Sounds right.
And he offered free Bitcoin Cash, $1 worth, to anybody who posted to the appropriate thread on the Free Talk Live forum. And I said I was going to double that. So $2 worth total of Bitcoin Cash will go to you if you post on that thread. And last I looked, there were about 80-something posts there, so there may be still a chance for you to get in there if you've been dragging your feet and you've been, you know, procrastinating on this and you want to get your free Bitcoin Cash. you can still do it, because Roger said he would do up to 100. So the first 100 people to post their Bitcoin Cash address to the thread in question, which you'll see, it's obvious when you go to forum.freetalklive.com. It's like the most popular thread there on that forum. You just post your Bitcoin Cash address, and then when I get around to it sometime this weekend, because I did it late last weekend, I'll probably do it sometime this weekend, I'll catch up with everybody that hasn't gotten their Bitcoin Cash yet and just do it all in one big batch. So as soon as we hit 100, we're done with the giveaway. So you do still have a chance to get in there. Go to forum.freetalklive.com. So we can go to your phone calls and thoughts. We can talk more about censorship here in moments. But first, Cody is calling from Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Cody.
Hey, that'd be the Republic of Texas, brother Ian.
Hey, Cody, what's on your mind tonight?
So check it out. I'm a weekly podcast listener. I'm self-employed,
right.
So I listen to you guys every day while I'm at work. I work by myself. So like
right
Mark says on one of his commercials or whatever, that you guys are really in my head. I love the show. Love what you do. Thursday night, it's been like a slow motion train wreck for me, though, lately.
Really?
Last night, today, my head nearly exploded when I heard Heather say that my rights come from government.
I heard about that. Daryl told me about this after the show last night. I didn't hear it happen live, though.
Yeah, well, and she made the comment, too, that anarchists who complain about government do so because they are at the bottom of a hierarchy. And I just wanted to let her know that as an anarchist, what I consider myself an anarchist, I was also a sergeant in the Marine Corps, so I've moved up that hierarchy, you know, pretty easily. But my biggest aversion to government is the fact that they explode children to death with missiles in places that she probably couldn't find on a map. It's not because I want to be on my city council that I have a problem with government. And my rights don't come from government. They come from my creator. And I almost fell into the pool that I was cleaning when she said it. It seemed like...
I'm glad you didn't.
It seems like almost for the last month she has been an apologist, almost. I think she'd find a better job at Conservative Talk Live versus Free Talk Live. I kind of feel like once you understand... Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to interrupt you, but I've heard some of these discussions, having been sitting in the studio and in the corner desk here listening to them happening live. I've heard her taking some very anti-freedom positions, some shockingly anti-freedom positions from somebody who calls themselves a libertarian. I can understand why that's frustrating to people who feel like every host on the show needs to be a libertarian, but there is no rule that every host here needs to be a libertarian. And in fact, I would say that, if anything, Heather is making for a useful foil, meaning that her positions can be, I think, pretty easily just trashed by Daryl and Chris, who are very, very, you know, intelligent libertarian types who can easily handle what are some of the most basic objections that she's throwing out. Now, we've talked about on and off the air as to whether or not Heather is really, does she really believe the things that she's saying? And I think the consensus is that she does, that she isn't just playing a character, that she actually does believe the things. What do you think, Daryl? You're there every Thursday night.
I tend to think that she does believe the things says.
I'm almost positive. Before she was even a host on Free Talk Live, some of the conversations I had with her were just mind-bogglingly not libertarian.
Well, and I mean, we really shouldn't be surprised. She came into the party because of Gary Johnson, right? Like, she was a Gary Johnson libertarian, and he was for listeners that don't know, he's the former Republican who ran for president for the Libertarian Party and got the nomination in 2012 and 2016, sadly. And it was, you know, we've always argued, or some of us have always argued, that having somebody out front like that, having that be your standard bearer, your torch bearer, who does not understand liberty, who said, I believe during one of the debates that you had with him, Daryl, that that the non-aggression principle went over his head.
The question was specifically about...
That blew my mind.
Specifically about how the United States Constitution aligns with the non-aggression principle. And he said that question went over his head, and when he thinks about things like that, his eyes glaze over.
Right.
Well, sort of in that same vein, I would say that Heather is a torchbearer for Free Talk Live, and to have her come up and say stuff like that just...
How is she a torchbearer for Free Talk Live, exactly?
Well,
she's just a co-host
there. Yeah, well, she's a co-host, and she's supposed to be advancing the ideas of liberty and the philosophy of freedom, and she's saying my rights come from government, and I was just, I mean,
well,
it's
I mean,
really
again,
surprising to hear that on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from on that, but we've never had a rule that every host on this show has to be a completely principled libertarian. In fact, frequently Mark will take some not-so-principled positions on these airwaves. Should we kick him off?
Oh, I'm not saying, kick her off. That's totally
what right. are you saying?
I'm just saying that I was really surprised to hear that from, your show after all this time of listening. I hadn't
Well, you shouldn't
anybody.
Have been surprised because you've heard it several weeks in a row at this point. You should be pretty...
Yeah, no, it seems to be, like I said, she's totally off the rails last night. It's been kind of slow motion daily. I mean, she's great. I love her on Thursday night, but...
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say any one person is a torchbearer for Free Talk Live. I mean, everybody has their own opinions, and not everybody's opinions are exactly the same, even though many of the hosts do understand the non-aggression principle and do have no problem advocating for it. Not every host is at the same level, and I may personally be disappointed that Heather doesn't really get it when it comes to libertarianism, but yet claims to be a libertarian, that always bothers me, and it's bothered me when Mark has said unlibertarian things or has gotten on the air and claimed that, oh, well, you don't have to agree with the non-aggression principle in order to be a libertarian, and I'm like, I'm sorry, but to me, you do.
Mark has said that?
Mark has said that. He said that within the last week.
Really?
He's constantly arguing for the big tent viewpoint of, and what I pointed out is fine. Have a big tent for your party, but don't, welcome people in as they're learning more, hopefully, about liberty, but don't run those people for office.
Mark, an elected Republican.
Yeah, that's right.
Is advocating what the Libertarian Party should do as far as their internal governance and candidate nominations.
Right, but I'd rather have those discussions on the air about principle and the non-aggression principle and all of these issues rather than kick people off.
This is why
I know you're not saying that. Go ahead.
This is why I always have to call myself a principled libertarian to distinguish myself from the Gary Johnson, people, and some of these others. They're clearly
the
not.
Ban the burqa.
So like I say, Heather, as far as I'm concerned, is useful for as a foil. She's like a statist caller. She's just one that we have in our studio with us.
I'll keep that in mind.
So just call in and talk to her. Call next week. Rather than calling the next day to talk to us about it, call in on Thursday night and have it out with her, That's what I will.
All right.
That's my challenge to you. Cody, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. There's more on the way here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I mean, we had Thomas Parisi on here. He described himself as a socialist. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Even in these remaining moments, we might have enough time for you if you dial in right now. Our number is 855-450, free like freedom, 855-450-3733. Hey, if you care about privacy and you're looking for a new computer, then you really ought to check out thinkpenguin.com. You guys are into privacy more than anybody I've ever known. Like, you care more. And privacy is important to a lot of the people in our audience. So if you don't yet know about thinkpenguin.com, you really ought to go and check it out. Linux-based computers, because nothing else is really private. Linux-based computers where you guys are, like, auditing all kinds of details, all the way even down to, like, the system code, basically, that runs.
Yeah, lower level components, yeah. Are we're working to free certain level, totally engineering, not what most of what we sell in terms of, well, some degree or another we do, but as far as we have new stuff that we're working on, it's being engineered from the ground up. That's yeah, totally blows the water off everything.
You guys are doing some cool stuff, and you even got neat stuff like a VPN based router that people can go and hook up with.
Yeah.
So, again, ultimate privacy stuff. You want to go and check out thinkpenguin.com. Chris is the proprietor over there. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, let's talk to Genesis in Bullhead City, listening to K-Talks in Arizona. Hello, Genesis.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, this thing with the censorship on the Internet, of course. You know, the United States gave up control of the Internet to Germany, right?
No.
Who'd they give it up to?
Are you talking about when ICANN was no longer under the control of the United States?
Well, there's some deal they gave up the control of the Internet, what can be posted on there, basically what could be, you know, they're controlling it through the Nazis are controlling it. Now, they gave it to Germany.
No, I don't think the Nazis were involved.
Oh, yeah, they're involved. They're still around. They're right here in America. That's what's trying to take over America is the Nazis that ganged up with the Muslims. They're all together, ganged up. Look at look at Germany. Look at England. Laugh if you want, but it's true.
Are you for real?
Oh, God, yeah. That's why the government's so crazy.
Nah, this guy's a troll.
You know, no, what? I'm not a troll. I'm for real, real.
Trolls live under bridges, and I don't think they have telephones to call.
They took down that Berlin Wall in Germany, right? But they're going to build it here between Mexico and America. Open your eyes, man. It's all happening.
Well, I don't like the wall. I mean,
so
I'm against the wall.
What does the wall have to do with the internet and...
And Nazis running ICANN?
Muslims? Well,
you'd have to talk to Pink Floyd, somebody, about the wall. You know, the real wall.
You're pretty far out, man.
How high are you right now?
Yeah.
I'm a freedom fighter. Well, you know, we got to prepare for this freedom war that's going on because they're wanting to take away our freedom. And they're taking
so
away our freedom.
So, on a scale of one to Snoop Dogg, how much weed have you smoked tonight?
Well.
On the radio, I'm so sorry. That's too bad. I was going to get the bomb. I was trying to get to the bong sound effect, but I couldn't get there in time before he used the S-bomb on the air.
That's fine.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it was interesting, I guess. Let's go to David in San Francisco. You're on Free Talk Live. And no, the United States does not control ICANN anymore. Remember that news headline, Chris, from a couple years ago where, like, ICANN, which is the internet...
Was it even that long ago?
I think it was a couple of years back, maybe a year or two ago.
October 2016,
okay,
so about a year ago.
Yeah, that sounds a bummer.
So ICANN was very highly controlled to some extent by the United States government, lots of influence by them.
The government had its tentacles in it, but didn't run it.
Right. But now they're less tentacled into it, I think. I forget exactly what happened.
Right, and it wasn't long after this that a lot of the new top-level domains started popping up to where previously it
like
had been...
church or dot
club
or whatever.
I think there's a dot Republican where the Republican Party wound up... Well, anybody with $100,000 can buy their own top-level domain now.
Really?
Because it's not... run by national governments.
I see.
ICANN is more an independent thing. It was created by treaty, but you know, most government, and I think it was basically every government around the world wound up, you know, basically removing their tentacles for the most part.
All right, so let's go to David in San Francisco. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. You know, I was going to raise something, maybe give you a softball question for libertarians in you. I noticed the other day with Roy Moore that he created a foundation, and his foundation is called the Foundation for Public, or excuse me, I'll start over again, Foundation for Moral Law. And when you think about it, that's a phrase that should be equal access to anybody in the world, right? Foundation for Moral Law. Anybody should be able to discuss that. But he trademarked it, basically. Huh. He's got a nonprofit that he's been milking for a long time. In fact, if you just go to Wikipedia and Foundation for Moral Law, you find that it is a trademark, well, it is a 501c3 nonprofit, and they claim that he personally took about $1,080,000 or so, just slightly over $1 million.
On the website, it says the Foundation for Moral Law fights to protect the Constitution and protect the heritage of our country. We don't run from our values, we protect them.
Right. Now, if you think about what its purpose is, you know, if America is supposed to have a separation of church and state, here's his nonprofit that's trying to submit legal briefs to all sorts of different cases and subvert the separation of church and state. His nonprofit, you know, business model is to subvert separation. He's trying to introduce religion into all aspects of American government. So
I grew up not too terribly far away from the town that Roy Moore is from.
Oh.
He got his fame in Gadsden as the Ten Commandments judge because he had the Ten Commandments plaque inside his district courtroom.
Right. Wow.
And well,
on the front lawn
he
too,
was
right?
It was on the front lawn. Yeah.
Well,
he did both.
He started off as a small town judge.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a Ten Commandments plaque in his courtroom. When he was told he had to remove that, he, you know, became this freedom fighter for standing up against the people going against, Christianity and trying to destroy religion in America. And then he got elected to the Supreme Court, and he twice got impeached from the Supreme Court and removed. And then he's, you know, perpetually run for governor and now U.S. Senate. So his entire career has been made of being the victim of somebody is trying to destroy Christianity in America.
And it's his version of Christianity.
Correct.
And that's the, you know, crazy part of it is there's supposed to be a separation because there are many kinds of Christians. There are Amish, there are, you know, Mennonites, there are Quakers, there are, dyed-in-the-wool Jimmy Falwell or Jerry Falwell, you know, Jimmy Swaggart, who's the one that had the Christian Coalition and got caught with millions of dollars worth of corrupt gambling money. The idea, there's a lot of kinds of Christians. And claim that there should be only his version of Christianity, and he's getting a nonprofit status to demand certain things in the name of Christianity. So
and you've
just,
got,
you know,
you know,
how does a libertarian look at trademark of Foundation for Moral Law? Are we going to have to owe him a nickel every time we say the word Foundation for Moral Law?
No.
I don't plan
That's
to ever
trademark
say
works.
The name Foundation for Moral Law. You but can... even so, instead of just saying, you know, there's a bunch of denominations of Christianity, there are a lot of flavors of Baptist. There are
sure.
a lot of flavors of Presbyterian. There are a
there
lot of flavors
15,000,
of Methodist.
15,000 kinds of Baptists. There used to be, and it's been since Jerry Falwell and Billy Graham, they've been consolidated. But yeah, there were single churches in the woods with three parishioners, you know, and they were the, you know, swinging Baptist of the holy, you know, this and that. There were actually over 15,000 of them. And so you're right. And this whole idea that this guy, he's, you know, it may sound foolish, but this trademark thing, not only is he demanding that everybody live up to his version of Foundation for Moral Law, but he's squeezing out anybody else that wants to use the phrase.
I find the phrase moral law to be, pretty ridiculous because most laws, in my opinion, are immoral in that they force their viewpoint on other people with the threat of violence. Thank you for the call tonight, David, but we're out of time. So we'll join you tomorrow night. In the meantime, you can join us online anytime you want. Download episodes, get interactive with other listeners and hosts. It's all there and it's all free. Don't forget, if you want to support the show for $5 a month, you can do that through the AMP program and get some cool perks over at amp.freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.